Welcome to Global Journeys with Jill Dutton, the podcast where we embark on a journey through culture and place, one fascinating story at a time. I'm your host, Jill Dutton, an avid traveler and writer, passionate about exploring the world and uncovering the unique tales of the people I encounter along the way. Join me as we delve into the heart of destinations, offering an insider's perspective through the captivating narratives of individuals who shape their communities. Whether it's chatting with a distillery owner crafting artisanal spirits, an angler casting lines in remote waters, or a chef mastering the flavors of a region, each episode offers a glimpse into their world and expertise. Stick around till the end of each episode to discover more about my travels and writing adventures. In the meantime, get ready to be inspired, enlightened, and transported to distant lands on Global Journeys with Jill Dutton. In today's episode of Global Journeys with Jill Dutton, we meet Kim Haas and learn about her television series, Afro-Latino Travels with Kim Haas. This groundbreaking series is dedicated to uncovering the vibrant Afro-Latino culture across Latin America and is set to premiere its second season located in Colombia. Hosted by Kim Haas, a passionate traveler and executive producer, the show has already made waves with its two-part special on Costa Rica. Now, viewers are invited to embark on an exciting journey to discover Colombia's underrepresented Afro-descendant population and the breathtaking natural beauty that the country has to offer. The season premiere of Afro-Latino Travels with Kim Haas in Colombia will air nationally on Create TV and locally on PBS stations. Colombia, known for its stunning landscapes and diverse cultures, provides the perfect backdrop for the next leg of Kim Haas's journey. With a rich tapestry of heritage, Colombia boasts a significant Afro-Colombian population that has been underrepresented for far too long. As Kim explores the country, viewers will be captivated by the blend of history, music, art, cuisine, and the resilient spirit of Colombia's Afro-descendant community. In a world that is becoming increasingly connected, it is crucial to recognize and celebrate the diverse cultures that make up our global tapestry. According to the Pew Research Center, an astonishing 25% of Latin America's nearly 600 million people have African ancestry. Yet, the contributions and experiences of Afro-Latinos have often been overlooked or marginalized. Afro-Latino Travels with Kim Haas aims to rectify this by shedding light on the remarkable stories and achievements of Afro-Latinos throughout the region. Kim Haas, the executive producer, host, and creator of Afro-Latino Travels with Kim Haas, has been active in Afro-Latino issues for more than a decade and is the founder of Los Afro-Latinos, a blog celebrating Afro-Latino culture. Kim speaks fluent Spanish, Italian, and Portuguese. She is passionate about her work with Afro-Latino Travels, and Kim is extremely proud to be one of the upcoming few Black female travel hosts on public television, leading the path for more to follow. Join me in welcoming Kim Haas to Global Journeys with Jill Dutton. Kim, thank you so much for joining me today, and I'm eager to learn more about your television show, what led to its creation, and about your fascinating travels. Really am excited to learn more about this, so thank you for joining me.
Oh, thank you so much. I really appreciate it.
Your show, Afro-Latino Travels with Kim Haas, it's so unique. So I'm curious, when and how did you first develop the idea for Afro-Latino Travels with Kim Haas?
Yeah, no, thanks. You know what? At least 10 years ago, and it kind of grew out of, or I had this idea because I was traveling throughout Latin America and I was going to, you know, Venezuela and Brazil and Cuba and Puerto Rico. And I'm seeing all these people who look like me. And then I'm turning on Spanish language television and I'm seeing no one who looks like me.
Oh.
And yeah, and there was a real, you know, there's a real disconnect. There was a real lack of representation, tremendous.
Mm-hmm.
And I just thought about all these incredible people that I was meeting, that I was seeking out, because I love the arts. So I was meeting dancers and, you know, writers and chefs and musicians and all these wonderful people of African descent in these countries. And yet, when I look at Spanish television, it's like nowhere to be found. And I just thought, what an absolute loss for all of us as human beings when we don't get to meet and learn about everyone. And so that became kind of my mission.
That's fantastic. And when was this?
Well, this was...
Then you got the idea.
Yeah, at least. I'm sorry, go ahead.
No, what you were saying, and just when did you get the idea?
At least 10 years ago. So it's been, yeah, at least 10 years ago.
Fantastic. And then the first show just... recently launched?
So this is the first show of the second season of Colombia. The first season featured Costa Rica. So we did two episodes. We shot two episodes in Costa Rica, in San Jose, the capital, and in Limon. And I just love in Costa Rica, they say pura vida. And so I love saying pura vida. So it's kind of like, it's this catch-all for all kind of all good things, you know, pure life. I love it. I love pura vida.
Oh, that's wonderful. So what was it that inspired your interest in Latin America more broadly?
Yeah, so I like to, you know, tell the story that my grandmother took me to Acapulco, Mexico when I was about 6 or 7 years old. And someone in the hotel lobby asked me, did I want to learn how to count numbers 1 a 20, 1 to 20 in Spanish? And so I said, sure. And that was it. I said, from that moment on, I was hooked. I wanted more language, more culture, travel.
Yes.
And so my grandmother took me to Hawaii and, you know, we traveled. And it just really opened my eyes to the glories of travel and meeting people from all over the world. I just love it. I mean, to this day, I'm still, you know, enamored with meeting people from all over. And so that's how it got started. So thanks to my grandmother and this perfect stranger.
Oh, 100% I agree. I'm also a travel writer, and
I know
this podcast evolved from me wanting to share culture and place through the stories of the people that I meet. So I agree with you 100% that it changes your life. Mine started with a trip when I was a teenager to Europe, but meeting people, learning about their foods and their cultures and everything, it just literally changes your outlook and your perception and everything. So I'm so happy to hear about what you're doing. So speaking of food, are there any particular favorite dishes that you've tried during your travels that you now enjoy making at home? You know, who did you learn it from and how do you make it?
Oh my gosh. So I guess one of my favorite, the tortilla española. And it's, are you familiar with it, Jill?
I am not, but it's a side story. I spent time in La Purisima with a couple who she taught us some really incredible recipes. But go ahead with yours.
Yeah. No, I love the tortilla española. It's a simple kind of, the basic is the egg and potato. And it's kind of like if you're familiar with a frittata or quiche without the crust. And so it's kind of like a thick potato pie with just the egg, and that's the potato is the basic.
Yes.
And then there's all kinds of, you know, you can bind what's spinach sometimes or some other filling. And so when I lived in Spain, junior year of college in Sevilla, I lived with the Pantoja family and the mother, Catalina, Nina Luque de Castro. I love her name. She used to make tortillas and I just loved them. And it's just a simple dish of eggs and potatoes, but so good, so delicious.
Yeah.
So I would try and make them at home and still try and make them, or my husband will make them. So that's still a favorite of mine, you know, all these years later after living in Spain. And I love traveling to Latin America and having seafood.
Mm-hmm.
So I enjoy seafood. I don't know about you, Joe.
I love seafood.
Yeah.
I'm in Kansas where, you know, we have beef. So anytime I'm near the coast, it's seafood.
Yeah. So I'm a big seafood lover. So I love that. One of my favorite things about Latin America. Well, there's so many, but I love the cuisine and I love seafood. So being by, you know, having a plate of red snapper, maybe grilled with plantains, depending on what country you're in, they'll call plátanos or tostones or patacones in Colombia. And they're fried twice and so good. And then just some beans and rice and overlooking the water, like on a beach. And that is like heaven for me.
Yes, absolutely. And I'm curious, what is the importance you see in hosting a multilingual show?
Thank you for that. I mean, I majored in Spanish, undergraduate and graduate school, and also speak Portuguese and Italian.
Oh my gosh. I struggle. Go ahead.
No, it's just a great, great love of mine. But yeah, believe me, 1 year in college, one semester, I had Spanish, Portuguese, and Italian all that same semester. Mm. And while I loved it, you know, it was just going from one language to the other. And sometimes, you know, they're related because they, you know, romance languages, but it's still, you know, you got to still focus, but it was great fun. But I think being able to, I love, you know, being able to communicate with people in other languages. And I think that is so important. And knowing that, you know, I'll try, you know, I'll speak to someone in Spanish and, you know, oftentimes they'll look at me like, because they're surprised and speak Spanish, but it just opens the door. Yeah. And to let people, allow them to speak in their, you know, native tongue and native language.
And so much more connection.
Say it again?
So much more connection comes from that than if you're struggling to.
Yeah. And I think even if you don't speak a language fluently, but if you just try, that's been my experience. People are very, you know, appreciative and they'll take note of that you're trying. I don't think you have to go somewhere and be fluent, but just, you know, the basics. Thank you, please, you know, good morning, good afternoon. All those things I think make a huge difference.
I agree.
So I think sharing with people, you know, on Afro-Latino travels and speaking Spanish. And I've gotten a lot of feedback from people, viewers who've said, oh my gosh, you know, I want to study Spanish now, or I'm going to keep studying Spanish after seeing the show. So if I can be an inspiration for that, fantastic.
Mm-hmm. Wonderful. And speaking of Afro-Latino, so as someone who doesn't identify as Afro-Latino yourself, what is something you learn about yourself from the show?
Well, you know what? I guess I'm going to say, and I try to preface this and say, as far as I know, I am not, have no Afro-Latino lineage, heritage, but I say as far as I know.
Right.
And I think, and I love that question, because when I travel to, you know, these countries, whether it's Brazil or Cuba, even though I'm not Afro-Latino, I mean, I feel a connection to the people and being of African descent and African-American. Mm-hmm. And, you know, it's just about, if you're familiar with the transatlantic slave route, and that's how people of African descent wound up in the United, what is now the United States, and then how the great majority, 90%, wound up in Central America, the Caribbean, South America. Mm-hmm. So most people of African descent actually were taken to the Caribbean, Central America, and South America. So I feel like, you know, it was just the boats went for my family and my ancestors went one way, went north, and, you know, the boats for the other one went south. And I feel that connection. And if I see someone, you know, I speak to, you know, I try and speak to everybody, but there's that connection when you see someone, I think, who looks like you, you have a sense of the history, what they may have gone through, somewhat of a shared experience, and at least, or, you know, knowledge and respect. And so while I'm not Afro-Latino, as far as I know, it means a great deal to me to kind of share this, what I consider this bond, and to learn from them.
Yes. Yes. Thank you. How do you decide which locations to travel to? And what themes do you use to tie the episodes together?
Yeah. So it's a bit of a, it's always really interesting how we select, because trying to make the long story short, for PBS, you have to come with the shows already produced and ready to air. Mm-hmm. So for most of, you know, the productions you see, if I'm not mistaken, most are not supported by PBS, especially, you know, producers like myself. I think, you know, maybe like a Ken Burns and people who've been on longer, you know, get support from PBS or CPB, the Corporation for Public Broadcasting. But in general, that means that the producers like myself, you know, we work with the countries and we, you know, we are aided by their support to help us in terms of spotlighting their countries. So It requires a bit of, you know, we're talking to the countries to see if they're interested in the shows, talking about where we'd like to go. And then hopefully, you know, countries have budgets for the year. And I can tell you, when I started this, you know, trying to get the show off the ground 10 years ago, none of the countries were interested. None of the countries in Latin America were interested in that we pitched, were interested in helping us with the show. And so Costa Rica, I happened to be at an event and I saw someone from the Costa Rica Tourism Board, and I started talking to him about, you know, wanting to shoot there. And he was like, "Oh, that's great. You know, talk to our PR." Yeah, you know, talk to our PR firm. I did. They loved it. And, you know, you thank people for being so supportive and championing it. And they said, "You know what? There's a real need for this. And we're gonna, you know, support you." And we got the approval, and there you go.
Oh, that is so fabulous. It is so fabulous. And your style is really, it's fun and playful and unique and interesting. And so, as far as the show goes, then you've got the Columbia episodes that are currently airing on PBS, right?
Yes.
And listeners, they can check their local listings for show times. And then you've got a Costa Rica, well, there's a Costa Rica tour that you're going to be leading, is that correct?
Yes.
At the end of
Yeah,
August.
thank you.
And then
Yeah, thank you so much, Jill. Yeah, I'm excited. We led a tour 2 years ago in 22, in July, and it was amazing. And so we had many of the people that you see in the show. We caught up with them in Costa Rica. So we had Quince Duncan, who is one of Costa Rica's most revered and Latin America's most revered authors. He gave an amazing presentation about Costa Rica, its history, its Black history. We had Daniel South, who's a farmer, a cacao farmer, and chocolate beans. And so we did that and went to his amazing farm. It is just gorgeous. And so we talked with him, we met with Daniel. So there's a lot that we do in kind of following in the footsteps of the shows, the Costa Rica episodes. And then we've kind of added some things this year. So we'll be going to Tortuguero, which is the land of the turtles. And it's an incredible spot in Costa Rica that isn't as well, it's kind of off the beaten path somewhat. Most times people go to the Pacific side of Costa Rica, but we'll be kind of concentrating on the Caribbean, which is where the highest percentage of people of African descent live. And we've got some really, really neat things. We're going to go meet the Bribri tribe, an indigenous tribe in Costa Rica. So I am super excited, and all are welcome. So we'll have all the information on our website.
I'll include a link definitely in our show notes as well, but travelwithkimhaas.com is where they can find it if they want to just go there immediately.
Absolutely. Thank you.
Wonderful. Well, I'm excited to hear about your tours. And then as far as the show, let's chat briefly about the Cali Columbia episode that's airing now.
Yeah, thank you. So we have two episodes, Cali, Colombia, and then the Pacific Coast. And this is an area people are really traveling to Colombia, which is, I'm so glad to see, after, you know, Colombia had a history, really a civil war. And so now Colombia is coming into its own, which is really nice. And there's so many wonderful places in Colombia. So a lot of people now are traveling to Cartagena or Bogota, the capital. And Cali is kind of considered, you know, right now it's kind of off the beaten path as well, less well known, but it's got its own special vibe and rhythm. And speaking of rhythm, it's considered or at least caleños, people from Cali, consider Cali the capital of salsa. So I do a lot of little salsa dancing, visit the Salsa Museum in the Cali episode. Also go to Petronio Alvarez Festival. And this is a festival every August in Cali that is named after Petronio Alvarez, who was an incredible Afro-Colombian musician. And it's dedicated to really preserving and celebrating Afro-Colombian traditional music. So the marimba performers come in from all over, particularly the Pacific Coast. That's the region where Cali is. And I think it's a celebration. It seems like a pilgrimage because people come in on boats and you know, because there's a lot of waterways and water in the Pacific area region, but people make it, I mean, this is really an annual kind of pilgrimage to Cali, to be in Petronio, to connect with each other. It's beautiful.
Mm.
And so you'll see us, we film there in the Cali episode. So there's so much. And I think Colombia is, you know, rightfully so, enjoying just a fabulous moment in time as it's, you know, kind of people are exploring it and learning about it. And it's an incredible place with a really rich Afro-Colombian tradition.
Yes. Thank you for that. And sure. The Limon Costa Rica episode, when does that air?
So they air throughout the year, and depending on where viewers are located, they can catch them at different times.
Okay.
You can always go to our website, as you mentioned, travelswithkimhaas.com,
mm-hmm.
and get more information, or, you know, email us and we'll try our best to figure out where you can catch the shows. Or people can also look on our website, because we allow people to, you know, you can either rent them or purchase them for, you know, minimal cost. But the shows air throughout the year on PBS, as well as Create TV, which is PBS's lifestyle and travel channel. And we just had a marathon on Create. So the two Costa Rica episodes and the two Colombia episodes were running. And it was a real pleasure and a real honor.
Oh, I bet. I'm excited. I'm just seeing the one show so far. So I'm really excited to go just really catch up as many as I can, because I'm fascinated by your travels and your interesting immersion into an area and meeting the people who live there. So thank you. Well, Kim, is there anything that I forgot to ask?
Oh, this is so wonderful. And I just so appreciate it. And, you know, the work that you're doing and connecting us and making, I think, in the end, hopefully our world smaller.
Mm-hmm.
And we realize that, you know, we're all the same. We all want the same things. And we're just maybe wrapped in different packages. But
absolutely.
I thank you for this opportunity.
Well, Kim, thank you. Thank you so much. This has just been a pleasure having you on Global Journeys with Jill Dutton. And I'm eager to follow your show, and then definitely interested in your guided tours that you're going to be doing too as well. That you've already done one in 2022, but the one you've got coming up in August. So thank you so much. And I look forward to just hearing more.
Thank you. Pura vida.
Welcome to Global Journeys with Jill Dutton, the captivating travel podcast that takes you on an extraordinary adventure around the world. I'm your host, Jill Dutton, and I am thrilled to be your guide through the mesmerizing tapestry of cultures, landscapes, and experiences that await us. Global Journeys with Jill Dutton is more than just a travel podcast. It's an exploration of humanity itself. Through the power of storytelling, we illuminate the lives of the remarkable individuals we encounter along the way. Whether it's through the eyes of a fishing guide, a distillery owner, a mixologist, a historian, chef, or even a farmer, each person we meet adds a rich layer to the narrative of culture and place. In this podcast, we embark on a transformative journey where the focus goes beyond the typical tourist attractions. Instead, we dive deep into the hearts and souls of the places we visit, uncovering the hidden gems and untold stories that make each destination truly unique. Join me as we venture off the beaten path, seeking authenticity, connection, and a deeper understanding of the world we inhabit. Together, we'll unravel the tapestry of cultures, one story at a time. Although my writing career began in the late 90s when I created and launched a wellness publication called Evolving Magazine, since 2015, I've worked as a travel writer on a mission to seek out the locally celebrated foods, liquor trends, outdoor activities, and stories of those I meet along the way. My work has been published in Wine Enthusiast, Afar, Woman's World, First for Women, Insider, Road Trippers, Modern Farmer, Chilled Magazine, and many more digital and print publications. I'm also the creator of Global Plates, The People We Meet, The Food They Eat, a syndicated column. Creating this podcast is the next step in my journey of sharing the stories of the people I've met along the way. So pack your curiosity, leave your preconceived notions behind, and let's embark on Global Journeys with Jill Dutton, where each episode promises to inspire, educate, and awaken the wanderlust within us all.
As we travel on this exciting podcasting journey together, I invite you, our incredible audience, to be a part of it. Share your own travel stories, insights, and recommendations with us. Whether you have a hidden gem in your hometown or a dream destination that has captured your imagination, we want to hear from you. Your suggestions will help shape the future episodes of Global Journeys with Jill Dutton, guiding us towards extraordinary locations and experiences that deserve a spotlight. Remember, this podcast is not about just the host or the guests. It's about the collective exploration and discovery that unites us all as wanderers in this vast world. So reach out to us through our website, social media channels, or email, and let your voice be heard. Send your suggestions to me at jill@globaljourneyswithjilldutton.com. I can't wait to hear from you. Until next time, may your travels be filled with endless curiosity, open-hearted encounters, and transformative adventures. Safe travels, fellow explorers, and keep wandering.